Blog Talk Radio.
More than gold. We will rise in your name. hold your rain. Let it fall on me. We are in your presence. Let it rain. Oh, your rain. Let it fall on me. We are in your presence. Let it rain. Oh, your rain. Let it fall on me. We are in your presence. Let it rain. Oh, your rain. Let it fall on me. Open the floodgates. In abundance. And cause your rain to fall upon me. Baba, open the floodgates. In abundance.
You are all the time. Hey! I'll put you
going through. It's part of my melody. You are all that I am. I'm never going to forget you. You and I, Jesus. You are all that I am. Is it the house or is it the car? I'll give it all to you. Is it the neighbor? Is it the friend? I'm nothing without you. What will I become of me? Why is it your life? What would have been said of me? You need all my...
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm just inside here trying to put these caps on this toilet because my friend, but glory to God. We just thank God that you're here and that you're on the line. And we just praising God and glorifying God for what he's going to do today on this here church line. So, Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you will do. We ask you, O God, to bless us today with the word that you have given this woman of God to speak to us, O God. We ask you to use her, God, that you would speak through her, and as she declare your truths, O God, that our hearts would be enlightened to be drawn closer to you, O God, as we adhere to your word. God, speak, O God. Lord, anoint her eyes, her ears, and her lips of clay that she might see and hear and speak your truth, God. And Father, we'd be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Prayer. Come on in. Minister Blackmus, I'm going to go on mute. Come on in.
Amen. Can you hear me, Apostles?
Yes.
Amen. God bless you all. Good morning to everyone. Thank you. Good morning to everyone. I thank you guys. I thank God for being here. You know, excuse me, my speech seems a little slow, but I'm just tired. But I just want to thank God for this blessed day. I want to thank God for having the opportunity, as always, to be here and just to be able to be in his word. You know, as I meditated, the word that God gave me was God is able to use anything or anyone to carry forth his promises. So we have to be open. You know, and as I started meditating on this word and thinking about what God is saying here, you know, he brought it back to my memory. Throughout my years, and I know you guys also have your own experience, many times we pray to God and we're looking to God for something and we're waiting and trusting. And, you know, we will say a prayer and, you know, we open the Bible and he'll lead us right to that scripture that answer that prayer. Or we'll ask a question and we're just driving, talking to God, and you look up on the billboard and there it is, your answer is right there. You know, he is always answering. And he's always letting us know that my word will come forth, my promises will come forth, the things that I have shown you, the things that I have spoken to you, the things that you have requested of me. Just be open. And when we keep our spirits open, when we keep our eyes open, when we keep our hearts open, we receive those answers. It's an assurance that God has said that he will answer our prayer. He will provide our needs. And he's not slow to answer. He will answer in the time that is perfect for us. You know, so as I continued last night meditating and just asking God, how do you want me to release this? What came to my mind was Ephesians 3:20. And I could hear the song, God is able to do everything. And the word says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So that power of God that is in us, that faith that we carry inside of us, that trust that we know that he will be able to do it, he's saying he can go above and beyond that. This made me so excited to know that God is so faithful and he is so powerful that he is able and he is willing. I always say that not only is God able to do it, but he is also willing to help us. He's also willing to bless us. He's also willing to encourage us. He wants to do this. He is able and willing to bless us beyond our dreams and our hopes and all that we have prayed or asked for. Our God can exceed our expectations for ourselves. And that's what I got from that scripture. That's what I got, and I'm feeling in my spirit that God wants us to know that he will, not that he can, that he will exceed our expectation. It is done. We just have to trust him. We just have to wait. We just have to know and keep ourselves open that no matter where we are, no matter what we're asking and looking to God to do, that he will exceed our expectation because he wants us to be joyful. He wants us to be loved. He wants us to be taken care of, and he is able to do all that. All that God has given, all that God has spoken over our lives. When we look back at history, everything that God has spoken has came to pass. And it may not happen right today, tomorrow, whatever, but it happens in the time that it can be fully received. In the time, the word says that it will not destroy us. He will make it happen. Amen? Let's turn to Joshua verses 21:43-45, and I'm reading from the NLT. It says, so the Lord gave the Israelites all the land he had sworn to give their ancestors, and they took possession of and settled there. And the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had solemnly promised their ancestors. None of their enemies could stand against them, for the Lord helped them conquer all their enemies. Not a single one of all the good promises the Lord had given to the family of Israel was left unfulfilled. Everything he had spoken came true. You know, when I saw these, you know, I got excited. When I see the word of God and just all the excitement, even when I see the word of God and it's something that where he's correcting us, you're praying and he's saying something that is very strong, I said, God, forgive me. That's my first word. God, forgive me. Please help me to see where I went wrong, what I did wrong, Father God. If I have done something, open my eyes and let me know. And thank you for correction. But when I see these verses, these scriptures like this, I rejoice. I get excited because if God could do it back then, he could do it today. He has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. So therefore, we rejoice and we get excited. But when I go back to verse 43, it says, so the Lord gave the Israelites all the land he had sworn to give in their ancestors, and they took possession of it and settled there. It brought me back to the promises that God made with Abraham. It brought me back to basically God saying, I will bring you out. I will bring you out of the bondage. I will bring you out of the torment. I will bring you out of the sadness. I will bring you out of whatever. Wherever it is, I will bring you out and I will set you on dry ground. I will set you on a land that is good, a land that we can till, a land that we can harvest on, a land that we can plant and harvest. Amen? Whatever it is that God is doing in our lives today, it might be various things. It might be things that we don't even perceive he is doing. But guess what? He's doing it. And he promised them the children, the ancestors he made this promise to, but guess what? God still fulfilled it many years later. So God is a God that answers, and he is so faithful. 44 says, and the Lord gave them rest. This was a powerful verse. The Lord gave them rest on every side. The resting of the Lord is so sweet. When we rest in God, that means we have taken every burden from ourselves, every stress in our mind, everything that is going on in our life, chaos. We have chosen to take that and place it at the cross of Jesus Christ. We have chosen to give him our burden and receive his yoke, receive his rest, receive his peace. And the word says he gave them rest on every side. And whenever I think of the word side, and when I saw this, I said, wow, God, I ask you to give me rest. That means give me resting in my mind. Give me resting in my body. Give me resting in my soul. Give me resting in my environment. Give me resting on my job. Give me resting in my home. Whatever it is that we are seeking in my health, whatever it is we are seeking rest for, God says he will give us rest on every side. And as I look at side as well, I see the front. I see the back. I see the left. I see the right. I see the top. I want God to always cover us. That's what I pray for, complete covering. And God is saying he will give us rest. Just as he solemnly promised their answers, none of their enemies could stand against them, for the Lord helped them conquer all their enemies. The word that stood out was conquered enemies. We have so many people that come up against us, people that just don't like us for no reason. We could just walk in an establishment, and there's people looking left and right. Why? Because we carry God's spirit with us. We carry the love of God. We carry the light of God. And God is saying, no matter what it is where you are, I will protect you. He can use anything, anyone, to let that promise come through. We just have to be open and we have to go for it and say, Lord, I trust you. When we trust God, he will always make a way. He will always give us a ram in the bush. He will always be there to answer and show us, this is not the place you need to be in, but guess what? I will protect you in that place that you're in. He will give us rest, and he will help us to conquer the enemies. Enemies in life, the enemies within our bodies, the enemies within our minds, anything that is stopping us, trying to disturb us from living the life that God is asking us to live. God will help us to conquer these things. So we have to trust and we have to walk with that boldness and assurance in our hearts that he has done it. He has done it, not he will. There's nothing that God cannot do. Nothing is impossible for him. Not a single one of all the good promises the Lord had given to the family of Israel was left unfulfilled. Everything he had spoken came to life. And as I think again about the Israelites, I saw, as we read the word of God, we see how God shown them. We see how God spoke to them. We see how God carried them. And God wants us to understand today that I will always also show you. I am also speaking to you, and I am also carrying you. None was unfulfilled. Everything came to pass. And that is how God is going to do it in our life. When we think of all the blessings which can be found in Genesis 12, 1 to 7, we saw how God asked Abraham to do something, and Abraham adhered. Because of his willingness, because of his obedience, because of him not giving up and just going for it as God is leading him, the Israelites reaped it, and God made sure he answered every word that he spoke to Abraham came to life, and it's still coming. It's still being fulfilled. We're still living a part of that blessing. Amen? Let us turn to 1 Kings, and I'm going to read from my Bible. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 to 6. One second. 1 Kings. Chapter 17, and I'm going to read verses 1 to 6. It says, now Elijah, who was from Tishbe in Gilead, told King Ahab, as surely as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, the God I serve, there will be no dew or rain during the next 5 years until I give the word. Then the Lord said to Elijah, go to the east and hide by Kirith Brook, near where it enters the Jordan River. drink from the brook and eat what the ravens bring you, for I have commanded them to bring you food. So Elijah did as the Lord told him and camped beside Kerit Brook, east of the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat each day and everything, and he drank from the brook. When I saw the scripture, and it just kept coming into my thought, and I'm looking and praying for other scriptures, but this kept coming. I said, God, what does this have to do with promises? And as I read it, it shows so much. It shows that God will provide. It shows obedience of Elijah moving and doing as God instructed. It also shows that God will open doors. God will use anything, and God will also use anyone. He will use whatever it is to pour out a blessing, to pour out the promise. He told Elijah to go, and the ravens will bring you food. Basically, go, trust me, obey what I'm asking, and I will provide. This is what I'm letting you know. This is what I'm promising to you, that you will survive. Do this, and everything will be okay. And Elijah faithfully obeyed God. Elijah moved. Elijah gave the decree of what will happen. For 5 years, no rain. But God said, don't worry about it. Even if it looks like a drought in your life, even if it looks like things are not being grown, that the sun has dried up everything, don't worry about it. I will provide. I will allow something. I will allow someone. I will allow a way to come to you so that you can survive. And Elijah adhered. Elijah accepted. Elijah said, yes, Lord, and he obeyed and he moved. And he stayed there. And he stayed there until that brook dried up. And at that time, I didn't put it in the scriptures to continue reading, but at that time when we read further down, we know that God took him to a widow, you know, where she provided. God used someone else, a person now. He used a thing before, the ravens, and now he's using a person to carry out this promise that he told Elijah he would do. I promise you, if you obey me, I will provide for you. I promise you, if you obey me, I will lead you forth. I will take you where you need to go. And that's what God wants us to understand. Don't look at the storm. Don't look at the drought. Don't look at the lack. Look at the blessing that will come. Look in our heart of what we're praying for, what we're asking for, what God has already spoken in our spirit. And move in accordance to that which God has spoken. Not what is visibly seen before us, but what we cannot see. We have to trust God. And God says, be open. Elijah didn't say, why? You know, a bird feeding me? Like, how is that even possible? God created everything in this world. He created every single thing, that from the ants that is small, the speck of dust on the ground. God created it, to the universe, as grand as it is. He created it all. So therefore, he is in control, and he can will anything to do something. We're the only ones that have free will, the freedom to choose. But the birds, God speak to them, and they move. The wind, God speak to it, and it blows. Water, it's just here. Don't know where it came from. It just falls from the sky. And it provides for us. So God is saying, just trust me. Know that what I have spoken over your life, know what I have said to come to pass will come to pass. What we are praying and asking for, it has already been done, and it will manifest. Amen? Let's continue and turn to Samuel. I have to go in my Bible. Samuel chapter 7, verses 27 to 29. 2 Samuel, I'm sorry. 2 Samuel chapter 7. And we're going to start 27 to the end 29. And again, I'm in the NLT. Verse 27 says, O Lord of heaven's armies, God of Israel, I have been bold enough to pray this prayer to you, because you have revealed all this to your servants, saying, I will build a house for you, a dynasty of kings. For you are God, O sovereign Lord. Your words are true, and you have promised these good things to your servant. And now may it please you to bless the house of your servant so that it may continue forever before you. For you have spoken, and when you grant a blessing to your servant, O sovereign Lord, it is an eternal blessing. Now we know this is King David. This is King David praying to God because he wants to build this temple for God. And we know God didn't allow him to build a temple. But this is, you know, when I saw this and I'm like, you know what? I look back and that's why God gave us the Bible, so we could recount. We could go back and see what he has done, visibly read it and understand it. The word is alive. King David, his journey to who he is, where he ended, has been a long journey. But guess what? God was with him from the shepherd in the field to the king that he is. God has been there. We just have to have faith, that faith of a mustard seed. King David saw what God has done, and King David always comes to the Lord and asks him to open doors, to bless, and God answers. Every promises that God has spoken to King David, even when he disobeyed God and he killed, I think it's Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, and he had that child, he accepted his punishment, and God took that child. We just have to trust God. Trust God. Accept his word. Know that the promises that he is promising us will come to pass. It is yes and amen, and it will not be void. He said, Lord, O sovereign Lord, it is an eternal blessing. For you have spoken, and when you grant a blessing to your servant, O sovereign Lord, it is an eternal blessing. When God blesses, when we're open, when we receive God's blessing, it is not a one-time, it is not, oh, it's partially here. It's a one-time done deal, and it flourishes. It doesn't, when you're done using it and done tapping into it, that's it. No, it flourishes. God keeps it flowing. God allows that blessing to keep trickling, not just in our lives, but in everyone that is around us. Our family's lives are affected because of the blessings of God. And that's what we see here. The ancestors, the people are receiving because of that promise that God has given them, the Israelites. We want to know and we want to trust that everything that God says he will do, it is done and finished. Everything we are asking God for, our help, for our job, for whatever it is, God will open the doors. We just have to keep moving and know that no matter what he uses, he will answer. Who he uses, he will answer. That assurance will give us the strength and the empowerment, the encouragement to keep going. Amen? Amen. Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. Sorry. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8-9. Let me get there. Second Peter chapter 3, and I'll read verses 8-9. It says, but you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promises, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. I place this in here because it's very powerful and it's very encouraging for us to remember that in this life that we're living, what we see today might be 1,000 years that already passed in God's sight, or the reverse. It might be 1,000 years that went by for us, or whatever, how many days, but that is only a day to God. God is not slow in answering our prayers. God is not slow in opening doors. God is not slow in making ways, making a path for us. We have to trust him. He said he doesn't want us to be destroyed, but he wants us to repent. He is giving us time. Our God is a controller of time. And as long as we trust in God and wait in God, things are going to move. Before you look, it's here. Before you look, your womb is open. You're receiving that child you've been praying for. Like I shared before, a friend of mine had several miscarriages. But the beginning of 2020, God bless her womb. She didn't even know she was pregnant until, you know, she went to the doctor and they're like, oh, yeah, you are pregnant. But she has tried so many things and it wasn't happening. But eventually opened and now she has a beautiful daughter. We have to trust God despite what we see. We have to know that as long as it takes, it might look long to us, but it's not long. And I always say when things are processing and we're going through that processing and we're waiting, God is perfect. It's already perfect, but God is making sure that we're in that place. We're in that openness to receive that blessing. We're in the mindset to keep what he's about to pour out on us, that our hearts are pure, that our hearts posture, the way we think about situation will not corrupt us and destroy us, but will give us the opportunity to repent and say, God, use me. God, I thank you. I belong to you. It gives us the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and say, Father God, you are mine and I am yours. And I thank you for what you are doing. Because at this point, our faith is building. Our faith is growing. We're knowing that he has already answered everything we're asking him for. And we know the blessing is already pouring because we're at peace. We're at rest. In our mind, in our heart, in our spirit, despite people call you and say, hey, this is what I heard, that is what I heard, did you see this, did you see that, we can stand and we can say, you know what, it's okay. It is okay because we know that God has us. It is okay because we know that our Father will always answer. Our Father's words will come to fulfillment. If God can do it for 6,000 people in Egypt, he can do it for little old me and little old you. He can do it for us. If he can carry them out of Egypt, that empire over there, God can carry us forth into the next step and the next level and the next door that is before us. We have to trust and know that with God, every single thing is possible. With God, everything that we're looking for will come to pass. We just have to keep ourselves open. We have to know that he is able. We have to know that his promises are yes. We have to know that it will not come to void. We have to know in our hearts. We have to keep faith, like Sarah kept faith for her child, even though at first she didn't believe. We have to keep that faith, like Abraham trusted God. We have to keep that faith, like Moses, when he trusted God to go back and speak to Pharaoh, to go back and talk to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh, this is what the Lord has said, constantly going back. He has to keep faith in God, that God says, go, so therefore I will obey, and it will be fulfilled. We have to keep faith like Joshua. We have to keep faith like my three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, choosing not to bow down, choosing not to cave in to the pressures that was around them, and standing firm. We have to stand knowing that God will answer what he said he will do. He will use whatever, whoever, to bring it forth. It will come in a miracle. It will come when we least expect it. Those boys refused to bow, refused to give in to the crowd, and said, I will die if that's what I need to do for the Lord, but I will never betray God. They obeyed. When they got into that fire, God protected them. Jesus was there walking, carrying them in, and he was there walking around with them. That when they came out, everyone witnessed the power of God. Everyone witnessed the blessing of being a servant of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is where God wants us to be. He wants us to have that assurance in our hearts. And that doesn't mean that there's days your heart will be like, Lord, when is it? Lord, we're talking to our Father. We ask him. We pray about it. He gives us songs. He gives us answers. Like even today coming on the radio, the line right now, an apostle is playing Minister G-U-C, you know, you and me, God. This week, all last week when I had to minister at my church, and, you know, that song was playing in my spirit. Also, God of Vengeance has won it for me. He has played, and God uses things that we adhere to. If I'm a person that loves music, if you're a person that loves music, God will send the right words, his words, through that tune. And before you know it, what you're praying, what you're thinking of, you're hearing the answer. And it becomes an encouragement. It allows our faith to continue to stand strong, to be solid. So we just have to trust God. He is a loving God. He is a faithful God. He is a forever God. He has never failed us. He said he will supply our needs. He will not leave us or forsake us. So as we are in the moment, asking God for things, praying to God for healing, praying for God for deliverance, praying for God for movement, praying for God for jobs, praying for God for stability, praying for God for soundness of mind, praying for God to bring us and draw us closer to him. We just have to trust him. We just have to know that as we are praying it, he has taken it. But we know from his word that even before we could think of it, even before we could even bring up the thought and form it to bring it out of our mouth, our Lord already knows it because he sees our hearts. He is deep down. So we cannot deceive God. When I pray and I'm asking God for something and I'm trying to be partially like, oh, God, I'm asking this, there's times I have to stop. And I say, God, I'm speaking half of what I'm asking out of my mouth. But Lord, you know what is in my heart. You know in the depths of my soul what I am in need of. You know deep down, Father God, what I am requiring. So my body, my human self, might only utter out a few of it or try to make it look pretty. But Father God, you know the rawness and the richness of what I need. And God answers. When I release it as it is in the spirit, in the depths of my heart, and I say, God, this is what it is. Here it is. I feel free. And we have to get to that place that when we come to our Father, we come to him to receive freedom in our hearts so that we can receive that rest on all sides. We can receive that peace and that soundness in our minds that we are not worried, we are not troubled. We're blessed. Lastly, and this is a short sermon because I worked last night and I'm very exhausted. Not even tired, I'm exhausted. I work all this week. But lastly, the word says God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. When we love God genuinely, genuinely in our hearts, not love God for surface or for show, for our pastors, for other people to say, oh, sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so, oh, my God, you're such a man and woman of God. No, we love God genuinely. We love God openly, and we love God behind closed doors. We love God when things are going well, and we love God when things are not going well. We love God when blessings are flowing, and we love God when we're patiently waiting. When we love God, his promises will come. His blessings will flow. But we know at the end we will receive that crown of life. which is what we're going for. It's not just for the blessing and the promises to be fulfilled in this earthly life. What we receive here is only temporarily. It's the blessing that we want permanently. It's the blessing of eternal life. It's the promises. God promised that he will give us eternal life if we believe in him, if we accept him as our Lord and Savior, if we trust in him, and if we do what he has called us to do. We keep our hearts and our minds pure. We love our neighbors. We love the Lord. We trust in him. We ask him. Whatever it is we're going through, we bring it to God. We obey. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. We will be tested. We will be tempted. We will have to endure and exhort, show forth patience. As we are doing that, we're building. We're building with the Lord. We're waiting on the Lord. We're keeping our faith for the Lord, and we will receive that crown. We're walking upright as we are being patiently. We're not walking away. We're walking upright. At the same time, even though we're patiently waiting and trusting and looking to God, we're living a life. We're still being joyous. We're still being Christ-like. We're still following Christ, still doing what he's asking us to do. And he says, we will receive that promise for the one who loves him. So, Father God, today we are thanking you for your everlasting love. We're thanking you, Father God, for your everlasting promises. We're thanking you, Father God, because your word never becomes void. We're thanking you, Father God, because your yes, your amens are yes this day, Lord. Your yes is assurance to our life that you have heard us and you will carry us and bring us forth. Father God, we're thanking you for everyone that is on the line, even for those that are not on the line today, for those that will speak and for those that will not be able to speak, Father God. We're thanking you because we know every problem, every situation that we are feeling in our bodies, in our minds, in our environments, whatever we are going through, dear Lord, you are right there with us, and you will bring us out. You will carry us forth. And Father God, we are praying and thanking you for that sweet rest, that rest knowing, dear Lord, that you are carrying, you are doing the work. You have finished it, dear Lord. So we rest in your peace and in your love. We carry and take your yoke and release every burden, every stress, every problem, whether it's financial, whether it's emotional, whether it's marital, whether it's mental, whether it's spiritual, whatever burdens that is upon us, dear Lord, we carry it, Father God, to you, and we leave it at your cross, and we pick up your yoke, Father God, your love, your mercy, and your grace, and we walk forth with that light, Father God, with your lightness of who you are, the love that you have placed upon us. Lord, we thank you, and we exalt you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Apostle?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Mr. Butler, for the word. Great word as always. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for the word that you allow us to hear today. You allow us to come to your table and feast. And Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we don't take anything that you give us lightly. Lord, we use it for our growth. We ask you, Father God, today that you will bless this woman of God, and Lord, that you will continue to light up her path, that she might walk in the light and not be drawn to darkness. Lord, we ask today, Lord God, that you cover everything, O God, and perfect all that concern her, Lord God. You said you would open doors that no one can close, and you would close doors that no one can open. We ask you, Father God, to do this now, Lord God, that, Lord God, that she can rejoice even the more, knowing that you are the one that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that she asks according to the power that works in her. Now, Father, we ask now as Bishop comes in and do the prayer of salvation, then we open the line. Come on in, Bishop. I see you on the line. I'm on the road, so just come on in.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Minister. Praise your holy name, Father. We thank you.
Amen.
Anyone?
Apostle, can you put your phone on mute, please?
I have the window down.
Go ahead.
Calendar.
Yeah. Go ahead, my fan. That's my fan. Go ahead. I heard you. That was my fan.
Okay.
So if anyone has not received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, today is the day to do so. Don't hesitate. Anyone who has backslidden and strayed away, come back home, brothers and sisters. The time is getting very short, you know, and we don't know when God will require our souls. So if you've never received Jesus, you're backslidden, I urge you to speedily receive him on this day. Hallelujah. And come back home, brothers and sisters. Rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. Don't forget that he died for our sins and iniquities, not his. He took it upon his shoulders to suffer and die for what we did wrong. Bless you, Heavenly Father. Bless you for sending your only begotten Son as the ultimate sacrifice for everything done wrong, everything that was said wrong, and was not his fault. And thank you, Jesus, for your obedience to the Father God and doing all what you did for us, having your beard snatched out of your face. Just one hair hurts to pull it out. Can you imagine when somebody is just tearing your beard out? Oh, my God, it's got to be so painful. And took 39 strikes on his back at the whipping post for what we did. He didn't deserve any of it. But thank you, Jesus. Thank you for leaving the Holy Spirit with us, the Comforter. You sent him to dwell within each one of us. And, you know, we must remember that everyone has the Holy Spirit dwelling within their temple, which is our bodies. So, you know, when you get ready to say something or do something that's wrong, think about the Holy Spirit is there. The Holy Spirit is with you. Don't do it. It's against his will. You know, we shouldn't use mm-hmm. our free will to do wrong. You know? So I hope that you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. Now, if you have a Bible, and would you turn to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 8 and 9, and it says, the word is near you. It's in your mouth, which means you have to speak it. Okay? You have to speak it and put it in the atmosphere that you're receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or that you're rededicating your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Because the enemy can't read our thoughts. He can only inject thoughts into our minds. And if you speak it out loud, like the word says, okay? And verse 9 says, you believe that Jesus suffered and died for our sins and our iniquities, went to Calvary for us. If you believe this, and if you believe that God raised him from the dead, you're now saved. Simple as that. But you have to speak it out loud. Say it. Say it out. Put it in the atmosphere. All right. Now, excuse me. I got something in my throat. Excuse me. And the next step is to be baptized. If you've never been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we do on Block Talk Radio, the apostles did in the book of Acts, chapter 2. And Peter said unto them, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. and it would be well for you and for your family. You do it that way. Now, I want to tell everyone, when you do get baptized, and most churches have maybe once a month is baptized, and you got to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you want to remain in the church that you're in, I'm not saying to leave your church, but in that manner, find a church that baptizes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the only way. He is the way. He is the door. The door to salvation is Jesus. And as it says in the book of Acts, no, there's no other name mentioned under heaven. No man, no other name except Jesus Christ for the redemption of our sins. Hallelujah. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving us all. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. Now, congratulations to all who are new believers who have given their life to Christ, and all the sisters and brothers who were prodigal sons and daughters, that they have returned home. There's a celebration going on in heaven every time someone receives Jesus as their Savior. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you, Minister Andera. Beautiful teaching. And we're going to go back and listen to the entire thing. We had the speaker off, and when Apostle put it back on, just a few minutes, I'm sure, you know, that we missed, but we're going to go back and listen to it. And congratulations to everyone once again. And Apostle, I'm doing back to Minister Andela.
Now the line is open for anyone that wants to respond. Glory to God. The line is open. Well, I want to thank you so much, Minister Blackmore, for the word. It was elevating to my spirit. I just want to tell you that I really, really enjoyed it. I had to go into Mattapan for a lady where I put in, did some work for her, and she bought this fancy shower head. I put the shower head where she couldn't get the shower head work. She said there wasn't no water coming out. So I went over there, and with a little switch on there, she wasn't turned on the switch. The water was just going one way, you know. So I had to drive all the way over there. Imagine, you know where Mattapan is. I had to drive all the way over there from my house. But yeah. As I'm going over there, some car on the other side coming, so boom, had flipped off the highway and went down the hill. And all these police cars and the fire trucks and the men have hose going down the hill trying to, you know, find all that kind of stuff. But we thank God. I heard you was teaching and preaching, and I was saying that, my Lord, you were preaching just like Apostle Washington was preaching yesterday. Day before. And I says, my God, Lord Jesus, I says, you've been every place. You talked about Moses. You talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You talk about David. Man, you ain't everywhere. I said, Lord, thank you so much for the word. And the word of God, I was talking about that this morning, putting up a thing on Facebook. Man, it's the word of God that gives you life. The more you hear it, the more you speak it, the more you read it, the more you study it, it gives you life. It gives you life. It takes you out of that dark space. My Lord, one man was saying on the radio this morning, he says, I love hearing the word of God. He says, because sometimes, he says, I'm in a dark space, and the only thing that brings me into a place of light is the word of God. He says, sometimes, he said, he was in a place one time, he said, he was just fed up and wanted to give up. And just hearing the word somebody was releasing a word over the radio, and it just changed his life, saved his life.
Amen.
So what I was hearing this morning, it was giving me life, and I can really testify to that. Somebody may be too proud to say that, but I can tell you, I can testify, because you was talking about the Patriots. And when you talk about the Patriots, when you minister about the Patriots, you're going to give life. Don't care how you bring it. They're going to give life, because they got life by following the instruction, as the pastor was talking about on Thursday. They got life by following the instructions of the master. The master gave them instructions, and they followed. They didn't always follow all of them.
Amen.
Some of them hesitate and did other things sometimes. Some of them deviate, like Moses, you know. And when you deviate, you're going to have to pay a price, you know. But what you were saying this morning was so relevant to today, you know. We got to trust God and knowing that he is able. What I tag in here this morning, after 1 o'clock, I tagged this in what the Lord says. You were saying, I said, you said God is able to use anything or anyone. My truck is in reverse. I'm at the house. God is able to use anything or anyone to carry forth his promises. Be open. And that what you say. You did a word. You said be open. Be open. In other words, be open for God to do what he can do, what only he can do through your life. And then what I put in the tag that the Lord, the Holy Spirit gave me, that he was able, he was willing, he was dependable, he was trustworthy, and that he was faithful. And those were the words that he gave me from just
Amen.
The topic that you gave me. The Lord dropped those words in my spirit. You know, he is able, he is willing, he is dependable, he's trustworthy, and he's faithful. And if you get that in your spirit, your whole life will change. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with, if you trust him, because he's dependable. He's not like man. He's not going to tell you that he's going to do one thing for you and don't show up, don't even call you, say anything. If God tells you in the word he's going to do something, you can write
That's
it down.
Right.
And you can put your name right next to it. I'm telling you, you can put your name right next to it and say, okay, Lord, I thank you. All I'm doing is waiting. I'm waiting because he's going to do it on his time. He's not going to do it on your time or my time. He's going to do it on his time. And his time is on time.
Amen.
Time. He's never late. He's never late. So I thank you for the word. The word just blessed me. It just blessed me. And I tell you, I know it blessed many other people. And it's going to bless so many people all over the world. When we post, put it up, when we post it out, it's going to bless many people that have ears to hear. Because a lot of people listen to the word, but they don't hear, you know. And that's what Jesus keeps saying, he that have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Because a lot of people listen, but they don't hear. And if they don't hear one particular word, they're looking for something to jumpstart their heart. God's word everywhere is full of jumpstarts. All over the word of God. All you had to do is full of jumpstart. They know one particular word to jumpstart you. You just got to be willing and ready to do what God says. I just thank God for you and for your position as a servant of the Most High. You know, always willing. I don't ever got to call you. You know, I was saying that last night. I was laying on the bed and I was saying, I don't ever got to call you and tell you what time to come. I don't ever got to call you because you know that side, every other side is yours. And you know, my God, you're gonna send me maybe sometime early, sometime late. You're going to send me the message. But you know, I don't ever got to call you. I don't ever got to call you. And that really helps me, you know. It really helps me because I know what I said. But I know, Minister, then she's going to send me the word. I just got to wait. I know the word going to come. And I was there laying up on the bed, reading, studying the word. And then all of a sudden, I look up my phone, and there it is. I said, there it is. And I was saying to myself, I'm going to wait till the morning to fill up the computer. But the Holy Spirit says, it was after 1 o'clock when I filled up. He said, just go on and fill it out right now. Because I was jumping through scriptures. I was in Deuteronomy, and I was in Deuteronomy and first and second Samuel. I was in those books last night studying, and I said, well, I'm just going to pause from the studying, and I'm going to fill this thing up. And the Lord dropped those tags in my heart. I thank you so much. Lord bless you. And the Lord is going to cause you to really, really continue to grow in everything that the Lord promised you. Raven, as you preach the word, you got to receive that word. You got to receive the very word that you preach.
Amen.
Everything that the Lord promised you that he's going to do for you, don't you get weary and well doing. As God said it, and he will do it. He will do it.
Amen.
God bless you. The lane is open now for anyone else that wants to. If not, just go ahead and pray and close us out. Okay?
Amen.
You're not going to beg nobody. Amen. Beg nobody to give God praise. Amen. Nobody don't want to give God praise. You just go ahead and pray and close us out. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, your apostle. And thank you for that word. It's last night. I work late. All this week I work extremely late. And, well, I work past 12 o'clock all day. And I came in last night and I prayed about the topic and I said, God, is this what you want me to send? And he said, yes, send it. So I sent it over to you and I was on the phone with my husband just letting him know I'm home. And he said, you're sending it this late? I said, yes, Apostle knows I will send it. I said, I send it sometimes early, sometimes late. I said, but the point, he will receive it. I said, he's like, is he going to respond? I said, he might not respond. I said, but he will get the word and he will put it in the computer. I said, and we know that it's there. So I thank God for that, and I thank God for our discipline and our faithfulness to just do what God asks us to do, just to show up.
Amen.
God is reliable, so we have to be reliable as well. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
All honor to our Lord. Good morning, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Glory be to God. God be all the glory. Amen. And we honor him. Bless his holy, majestuous, wonderful name. We worship our almighty God, thanking him for his word, thanking him for his faithfulness, and all that he does for his children. Glory be to God. Even for those that have not become a son or a daughter, God's grace abounds among the sinners. Where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. So we are so grateful for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for all that he has done for us all, for all of us. And so all honor to him. Also, we honor our overseer, our apostle, our brother, our friend. We honor him today for his faithfulness to the kingdom, for his faithfulness to his friends and those that serve the Lord. We thank God for his faithfulness and that attitude that he has in terms of life in general and the word. Putting the word first in his life, putting the word himself, Yahweh, first in his life. And it's so good to know that we have a leader who is faithful and who really does love the Lord. We can't be faithful to God. We can't be obedient to God if we don't love him. If we decide that we're going to do things our own way. So to get to my comment,
I was hearing
this is to me the gist of the whole sermon was that we have to rest in God, resting in God. You know, people think of peace as just having everything calm and everything just really good. But our peace is there when the storm is raging. Our peace is there when everything is good. And you talked about the test.
Amen.
And like Apostle said, you mentioned so many. You went to David. You went to the prophet Elijah. I mean, you went so many different places, but that's how the Holy Spirit will take you. The Holy Spirit will take you, and we really don't need he gives us the words to say. You know what I mean? When we decide that we're going to be there for God, we're going to serve God, he gives us what we need to know. He gives us the words to say. He is there working through us. Yeah. But the main thing I heard was resting in Jesus. When we rest in Jesus, we're going to be faithful. We're going to have that faith. We're going to live by faith. The Bible says the just must live by faith. So we're going to live by faith. And when we're living by faith, we're trusting God. We're trusting the word that says he's concerned about all of our concerns. He's going to take care of all the needs. When we rest in him, those needs are going to be taken care of. That comfort is going to be there. The knowledge we need is going to be there. The wisdom Hallelujah. To make
decisions,
the wisdom will be there. And then we'll have the understanding along with the wisdom, so we'll know what to do with the wisdom. You know, it's our God. He gives us everything. He gives us what we need. He said he would supply the needs, all of our needs, always what we desire. God has the perfect plan. I heard that too in the message. He has the perfect plan for us. And he's concerned about our concerns. And he's a perfect God. God is perfect. His will is perfect. And so we pray for his will to be done. And when we just rely on the will of the Father for our lives, everything is going to line up just the way it should for our lives. So that's the basic. The basic thing is to just trust him. When we trust him, then we are just placing our entire life and everything in his hands.
Hallelujah.
Nobody can do us like Jesus. There's nobody like him. So rest in him.
Amen.
The rest is no matter what's going on, while I'm going, whatever, good, bad, the ugly, whatever, I'm resting. I'm resting in Jesus. I don't have my eyes focused on what's on the problem, focused on everything that's going on in the world, all these horrific things that's going on, all of the stuff the devil is doing. I'm not focused, but I'm aware. And the Lord makes us aware, hallelujah, so that we can continue to fight the good fight.
That's it, amen.
That's resting in God, amen, and knowing that he's going to keep us strong. I heard endurance, all of that in the word. We can endure in it may be a hardship tour, but we will endure. Amen. So that's right. Amen. We're going to be saints that are strong, saints that can stand up. Hallelujah. Standing on the word that's resting in Jesus. Glory be to God. I rest. We rest. We close our eyes at night and we can rest knowing he's right there keeping us safe. Hallelujah. Giving us angels to take care of us, to take charge of all of our needs. The angels are there protecting us. Everything. When we rest in Jesus, everything is done. Everything for our lives is done. And that's what I heard. All it is done. It is finished. God has done it. The enemy is defeated, and there is nothing he can do to destroy us. Amen. And so that's what I was hearing. Minister Batmus, thank you so much for your faithfulness. And I am so pleased that you are my sister and that you are my friend and a spiritual daughter. Amen. I really do appreciate you. I appreciate what you,
amen,
who you are in God. Especially who you are in Jesus Christ. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much. We do pray for you. We prayed for you last mm-hmm. night on Deacon Frazier's line, and we do pray for you when we pray the prayers that we pray. We have you in our prayers all the time. So thank you so much. You and your family have a blessed evening. That's all I have to say. Glory be to God, because you preach such a wonderful message. There's no need to preach anymore. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, my daughter. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mommy, for your word of encouragement. Thank you also for adding. And yes, speaking on that rest and like to expound on that, it is so important. And you said it.
Amen.
You said what word you said. You said we're not concerned about what is going on in the world. We're not focused
right.
on the problem, but we are aware. And that is so powerful
right.
for us as children of
Amen.
God to understand. It's not that we're blind and we're just being naive and say, oh, no. We know it's there. We know COVID is here. We know that there's so much going on, but we're not focusing and we're not putting our energy into it. We're resting, you know. And in Joshua, he said that God gave the Israelites rest on all sides
yes.
from their enemy.
Yes.
He allowed them to conquer.
Yes.
So that's
Amen.
The same processing that we have to go forth in to know that God has conquered all of our problems. And even if we
Amen.
Are in the storm, we still have the peace of God, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And I stick by that.
Right.
in everything that we go through in life, in our life, personally, emotionally, mentally, physically, whatever, spiritually, I rest in that knowing. And when, you know, that's how I measure myself. If I feel disrupted, if I feel uneasy, if I feel like I'm not at rest and I'm not at peace, then you know what? I'm focusing on the wrong things. I'm not focusing on God. Because if I focus on God and give that problem, whatever is disturbing my peace, if I give it to God, then I will be able to endure. I will survive.
Amen.
Because I trust in Him, knowing that no matter what we have called to God for or what He has spoken, it will come to pass. We are tormenting with ourselves when we don't rest, when we don't physically and fully give it to God. We have to give it to Him to receive that peace and that blessing. Amen. So I thank God for you. I love you guys.
Amen.
I love you too. I thank God for everything. I thank God for the prayers. Lord knows the prayers are always needed. You know, and like I said, you know, my week since I started, it's busy. I'm at work, and I come in like tonight, like after I'm done here, I'm just going to rest some more. Here it is. I need that rest. God knows I need it because I have to go in again tonight. But I thank God for strength because we're able to endure because He gives us the strength that we need. He helps bring us to where we need to go. And He doesn't just bring us and set us at the door and leave us there. He walks with us. He carries us forth. He brings us through all the way. And even when we receive those blessings and we receive those promises, guess what? God is still there to help us to maintain and keep it. So I really thank God for you all. I love you guys. I thank God for all that He has done, seen and unseen. He is so wonderful. He's so amazing. And I love Him. Amen.
Yes,
I love you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you again, Minister Batman. It's always wonderful. And whenever you preach, it always blesses us. Amen. Because you preach the word and you preach it with such conviction and passion. And we thank God again for you and for your family. God bless you again. Hallelujah.
Amen. God
any more? Amen. Does anyone else have any comments? Come on in. Come on in and bless this faithful woman of God. Hallelujah.
If you guys have any comments or if you want to share a testimony or sing a song, whatever God has placed on your heart, please do so.
Go ahead and pray out. Go ahead and pray.
Okay. Bishop will close the line if that's okay. Yeah.
Yes.
He's right here. And I'll get the phone over to him. Good day to you all. God bless y'all.
God is able to do just what He said He would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, else He won't give up on you. He's able.
Amen.
Amen. That is it. He's able. Amen.
Yeah. He's able. Now, may the strength of God sustain us. May the power of God preserve us. May the hands of God protect us. May the weight of God direct us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, have the on this day, evermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you all. Have a blessed evening. and we will talk to you all later. The Lord say the same. All right. Bye-bye.
Amen. God bless you. Love you guys.
God bless.
Love you,
love
too.
You more. Bye-bye.
Yeah, goodbye. Well, that's good. And it's so good. It was very good. Amen.